Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. Today we continue in the Gospel of Luke, and this week we're focusing on Luke 9, 51 to 62, and how we are to model our lives on the costly obedience that Jesus showed to his Father. And today we see that our obedience will affect our priorities in regard to family, friends, and culture. Let's read from Luke 9, 59 to 60. He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Today's lesson: following Jesus must take precedence, even over those who are dear to us or customs that are expected of us. Our initial reading of these words may sound harsh. Surely to bury a family member is a good thing, right? In fact, we know that Jesus taught us to honour our father and mother and attacked the religious leaders of his day as they put their religious traditions before doing good to their families. For example, we read in Matthew 15, 3 to 6. Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your traditions? For God said, 'Honour your father and mother,' and 'Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honour their father and mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition." So whilst seeking to honour our parents, what does this challenging text mean? It seems that this man is using cultural tradition as an excuse not to follow Jesus whilst not actually saying no. Like many of us, he avoids saying no by using what seems like a good excuse. The ESV Study Bible says this about the drawn-out burial process of the time. Burial at this time in Judaism often involved a year-long period from the time when the body was first buried until a year later when the bones of the deceased were placed in an ossuary box. Though this was a basic family obligation, Jesus is teaching the priority of the kingdom of God over family. It seems that burying your father or any loved one is not the issue. Of course, it needs to be done. However, he's challenging us against obeying any cultural expectations that keep us from wholeheartedly following Jesus. So in response, following Jesus must take precedence over those who are dear to us or customs that are expected of us. If our family, friends, or culture expect things of us that keep us from following Jesus or that dishonour him, we must desist, even if it leads to misunderstanding or rejection. In essence, do we love God first, or do we love others first? God bless you.